All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, welcome back to our meditations on the subject of money. So today we're going to try to differentiate between the craving and the need. Several portions in the book of Proverbs tell us of the dangers of somebody who is hell-bent on becoming rich. In fact, there is a particular verse that says, labor not to be rich. And it sometimes, if you look at it plainly, it may seem like it's conflicting with such verses as those that say that money is a defense and wisdom is a defense. But the excellency of wisdom is that it gives life to those who have it. So, where is the balance between a craving for money at all costs and the healthy desire to have enough money to take care of your family, like it says in Timothy, that a person who cannot take care of his family is worse than an infidel? We need to find that balance. We need to understand that it is not everything, every kind of value that we deliver that needs to be monetized. We should not think that every single engagement we have with people must result in monetary reward. We must not think that every time we engage somebody who is rich, that he is willing, ready, or able to give us money. And we should be able to identify what our needs are and what may end up being excesses in terms of just greed and wants. So the bottom line here is greed. How much money will be enough for you? How much money is sufficient for you? How much money are you spending on your own self? And if I gave you $1 million now, what would you use it for? Of what use would it be to you? What would you use it for? Why do you want to be rich? You see, a lot of promotions around the multi-level marketing arena, around the business entrepreneurship arena and such the like, you know, try to capitalize on people's cravings to be rich. You know, pushing people, saying, Lord, why are you poverty this, poverty that? You need to be wealthy, you need to have enough. Always trying to justify why people should continue to accumulate money. But we need to ask ourselves the question of purpose while we are talking about entrepreneurship. What is the purpose of your entrepreneurial efforts? Are you just trying? Are you just trying to accumulate wealth at all costs? Or are you really solving a problem that needs to be solved in society? You find out that in life, in real life, the people who are focused on accumulating wealth are typically those who are struggling too hard to break through at a certain level. Those who break through at a certain level did not necessarily set out and say, okay, my objective is to make $10 billion. Think about it, read about it, research on it. The likes of Bill Gates, the likes of Dangote, they did not set out at the beginning and say, okay, my primary objective is to become the richest man in the world. No, they set out to express themselves in the subject of, in the area of their expertise. They were driven by a vision of delivering a certain value in their environment, to the point that that value turned out to be something that people appreciate so much that they are willing to pay a lot for it. So that is quite different from the craze to be rich, the craze to find your name on a Forbes rich list. That vanity adds very little value. So we need to differentiate between the healthy ambition, so to speak, of being able to provide the needs of our family, or being able to achieve something with the money that comes our way, and the other end of the spectrum, which is a blatant, visionless, and vain crave to just have a lot of money. So thank you for listening to me today. I hope we can pick some few thoughts from here and differentiate between these extremes. My name is Kenneth Igiri, and you can join thoughts with me again on scribblingsage.com. Have a great day.